KB2H exit.
Caught up on step.
W2T.
I'm trying like heck, man. My phone blew up this morning. I'm going to come out and see you on Wednesday.
In the afternoon?
Probably in the morning-ish. Well, you got, you're busy that day or what?
Well, not really, no. I'm doing pretty good. It should be fine as long as you don't get here at 8 o'clock. My wife would throw something at you.
No. No. We don't want that. No, it'll be before lunch, sometime before lunch.
Okay, I should be here. And are you out running around like a crazy man today, too?
Yeah, I'm actually, got to go home and order some parts. Got a few systems down. Well, one I was able to fix. The second one, I got to order parts for.
Yeah, I've heard about things like that. I've had computer systems that would go down from time when I used to repair them. All right, so I just thought I'd holler at you and talk to you for a minute or two. Been kind of busy myself and got things, getting things done. I'm almost ready to stand up the vertical.
Oh, okay. If, you know, you want, I'll give you a hand on Wednesday.
I got to still get me a piece of coax to, that I can strip the wire down and get the connectors on it that have to go to the bottom of it, and then I finally have to screw the top piece in, but it's all together. All I got to do is screw it on and then stand it up. So we'll see what happens.
How much coax do you need?
It's coming out my ears. It's just a piece I need. I need to strip down one end of it and separate the braid from the centerpiece, so I can put these two little connectors that go onto it that you screw on bolts to the bottom of the antenna.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, if you get it done before I get there Wednesday, I'll give you a hand straightening it up, or putting it up, rather.
All right, we'll see what happens. And you be careful out there. Just heard you wanted to holler at you. I got to go in the house and do a few things here in a minute. I'm waiting on an update on the computer to finish. And got a fella coming next week that's gonna be updating my computer and putting in another card that I'll have some more USB ports, because I seem to have a lack of them. When you put a computer in the radio room, you've got three monitors, and you got all kinds of other equipment that need attached by USB ports. You run out of them pretty fast.
Gotcha. All right, Rusty, have a good afternoon, my friend. WU2T, KB2H exit.
All right, catch you later, W2T clear.
Rusty. Hello, Dave, KO4H kick.
Hey, Patrick, what's happening?
Doing some visiting today.
Gotcha. I got to pick your brain about something.
Am I hurt?
How much do you know about the calipers on the Dodge Durangos? Are those the Torx bolts in there to get them off? The rears.
Honestly, I'm not sure on that. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, I was going to do my brakes, and I couldn't get the darn calipers off because I didn't have the right wrench to get in there. I'm like, what the...
So you couldn't get it to unbolt the caliper off the caliper mount, right?
Correct.
It's either a Torx Plus Torx, or it is actually a 9mm Allen.
Well, it's definitely not an Allen wrench. I stuck one in there and it wouldn't work. And I can't see in there because it's got like a rubber cap on it. Like a rubber, almost like a rubber... Oh, well, you know what I'm talking about. You pop the little cap off, and I can't see down in there.
More than likely, it is a Torx or Torx Plus, and it's probably about around a 40 or 45. 40, and see if it fits, and then if it's loose, go up to the 45. But you got to make sure you got two different standards now. You got the Torx Plus and regular Torx, and the shape of the different.
Oh, okay. I'll look it up, too. I'll see. I just didn't know if you knew off the top of your head. But I appreciate that. Thank you.
And what year is your Durango?
2015.
15? 1-5,
yes,
2015. When I get home, I'll try to remember to look and let you know.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Yeah, I got to get these rear brakes on there. The little indicators that have been hitting for about a week now.
And that may have the twist back calipers on it. I'm not sure.
What is that?
Pushing the caliper back, you have to spin it and keep pressure on it for it to go back.
Oh, wow. Okay, I never heard of that. Okay. All right. Awesome. I will await your advice.
It'll be a little while before I get home. I'm just now heading that way.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Whenever, you know, I appreciate whatever you do.
What's going today?
Well, fixing some heat units. I'm actually getting ready to pull in the driveway, believe it or not. That was the GPS.
GPS remind you how to get home?
No, actually, I put the GPS up to keep an ear on, or keep an eye out for the local law enforcement.
I need that, right?
What's that?
What?
What, don't speed?
One of them.
Well, how much fun would that be?
It's as much fun, but it's cheaper.
The truth. Holy mackerel. In my driveway. I will catch you later. Have a good afternoon, and thanks for coming back.
I'm good to talk to you. Hope you have a good afternoon. Please tell Sally we said hello. KO4HKX. Mobile.
Will do, sir. Have a good day. KB2HX at 73.